It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State health officials say three children in Colorado are suspected of suffering from a rare syndrome after getting infected with coronavirus. It shows up in kids about 4 weeks after being exposed to the virus. Dr. Samuel Dominguez is at Children's Hospital Colorado.
From a clinical standpoint, we know these children are presenting with very high fevers, usually for multiple days, with evidence of a high degree of inflammation in their bodies. In particular, most of these patients have presented with gastrointestinal complaints. These patients also present with low blood pressures and inflammation of the heart muscle.
Dominguez says it's notable that young patients don't have the respiratory systems that are typical in adult COVID patients. He says most of the children have recovered. Recent outbreaks of coronavirus have turned up as retail businesses reopen around the state. In the last week, El Paso County reported 4 outbreaks in grocery stores and retailers, including one at a Goodwill in Colorado Springs. Goodwill Colorado spokesman Brad Hafer says the store put strict measures in place from the beginning, but the virus still snuck through.
For every retailer, people really need to keep those safety measures in mind and be reactive when proactive doesn't do everything it needs to.
More than half the state's total of outbreaks have been in elder care facilities. State health officials say the shift in flare-ups from nursing homes to retailers is partly because of more testing and a better response to those facilities for older people. Some spots for enjoying Colorado's outdoors are about to reopen. The Arapahoe and Roosevelt National Forests and Medicine Bow Route National Forest will begin opening some recreation sites May 31st. That includes campgrounds, trails, and picnic sites on National Forest property in the Rocky Mountain region, which closed in April after the governor's stay-at-home executive order. Fire restrictions will still be in effect in the forests. And across Colorado, it's a mostly sunny day. A chance for thunderstorms this afternoon around Denver. This is CPR News.